wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission. This is our AM version. This is our good morning version coming all the way from Ote, which is near Rome in Italy. On this very fine morning of the 21st day of July in the year of our Lord 2014, the time here now is approximately 2.5 minutes past the hour of 8 a.m. in the morning, 2.5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. in Biafra land, also in London, wherever you are. We are welcoming you as always on this very platform. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially the brave Biafrans in the western part of the world, those of you in Canada, those of you in the USA, those of you in the Mexico, those of you coming down all the way in Venezuela, in Guyana, in Peru, in Chile, in Argentina, in Brazil, we welcome you to Radio Biafra morning presentation. As always and without fail, we come to you 2 times every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening, Biafra land time. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you by asking you to turn on your satellite receiver, go to TuneIn, go to Radio Forest, you will go to www.radiobiafra.co, you will go to biafrarestoration.com, you will go to biafravoice.com, you will go to ipob.org, you will go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, for that is who we are. We are the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans wherever we find ourselves, but collectively as one indomitable global family known as the indigenous people of Biafra, registered at the United Nations, registered in over 60 countries around the world, with presence significant in over 88 of them and counting. Wherever we find Biafrans, we must set them up to unite them with their fellow countrymen and women all around the world. We are building the largest family of its kind in the history of mankind. What we are trying to do will be unsurpassed. What we are accomplishing can never ever be attempted again in the history of freedom fighting. We want to use our ancient adage. We want to use our proverbs to be able to unite the children of God under one banner of truth, that they may go forth to inhabit the land given to them by their ancestors, to stop scattering all over the world, to return to that very sceptered land, that holy land called Biafra. That is what we are doing. And Biafra must come as a result of it, because we have Chukwu Abiama on our side, whom we praise, whom we honor, whom we offer every prayer, every blessed day. Therefore, we say all glory, all adoration, all the knees that we bend, the heads we bow in prayer. We do so in total submission and supplication to no other than Chukwu Abiama in the high heavens that determined that we should come. Man did not call us, only Chukwu Abiama did. That is why we preach this gospel every blessed day, twice every blessed day, that his will may be done. And as we do so, we do it without fear before our enemies, an oath we took before God himself, an oath which we are duty bound to honor, that we must remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, that we must speak the truth on Radio Biafra, even if it leads to our death, because truth is life. Where we come from, truth is everything. You remove truth from us, our essence as human beings is lost completely and totally. That day we remove ourselves from the presence of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why we speak the truth always. That is why we are continually being blessed. That is why Chukwu Abiama is with us. That is why his children are responding wherever we go to. And that is why Biafra is going to come. We meet together. We congregate. under the name, under the banner, under the glory of the Most High God, Chukwuabiama. And for that reason, Biafra will come, because we are his children. Nobody else upon the face of this very earth is designed, is created to worship God apart from Biafran people. That is what we must do. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. And as I do so, I will also urge you to welcome other people. Our people are here. When I do the morning broadcast on my travels, I do it alone. But they are here. They woke up as well very early to prepare that they may come to partake in this very offering this morning. Because this is our service here. We worship Chukwuabiama. Therefore, it is our service. Everything that we do is spoken in truth. Everything that we do is so honest and transparent for the whole world to see. Because only Chukwuabiama can see the hearts of men. And for that reason, and since our heart is very clear, since we are continually incorruptible, since we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, since we cannot do anything but advance forward, since we don't intend to prevaricate, since we are not going to retreat nor surrender, there is no way we cannot get Biafra, because it is there we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. We do not intend to stop. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. You must welcome other people as well. We are not like any other. Radio Biafra is an exception. Radio Biafra is different. The way we do broadcasting, no other person does it that way. That is why the whole world listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They may deny it in public, but we know that secretly that they cannot do without Radio Biafra. Nobody can. Nobody can, because we speak the truth. We speak our mind. We are open. Our intentions are very clear. You give us Biafra, or we all die together. We welcome you. I will go to our people here. They are here with me. They will introduce themselves one after the other. They will give us their name and where they come from, and they will greet the wonderful people of Biafra. Those of you diligently working for the restoration of your country, we remember all of you in our prayers, regardless of how you are, regardless of where you are, regardless of how you are doing, no matter how lowly or how highly your position is, we remember each and every one of you. You are in our prayers. Through you, Chukwuabiama will do what is right. Through you, Biafra will come. Therefore, you are all exceptional human beings, wherever you are. The work you are doing speak volume for itself, especially as I have seen here in Rome and in Ote, both in Italy, since I have been here 3 days ago. Please go ahead.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra, here in Italy. Good afternoon. Good evening, anywhere you are. My name is Michael Iruanya. I'm from Itu Ezinite in Mbise, Biafra land. I am very, very much happy this morning to be with our commander, our director, Nnamdi Kanu, who is ready at any time to give us Biafra. And as a matter of fact, I can never leave him wherever he is. That is why I'm still here in Ote today, to see the end before I will leave to my destination, which is part of the headquarters of Biafra. But we are here today at the capital of Italy, and which we can never fail to respect them, because anything that is happening, anything that we are going to do, we must respect the Roman people. Thank you, Director. We are very happy with you, with my crew members here in Italy, all of them here. Ndibo, I thank you all. To say, Onye ndi no bura buru buru neche ndi anche menile, and agwo abelana akreka. Be very careful and steadfast for us to get Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next person, please. Thank you very, very much. That was the voice of our national here in Italy. Please, the next person, go ahead.
Good morning, all fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good morning, the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. You're always highly welcome to this country, Italy. My name is Anthony Mokunye. I hear from Anyocha in Anyoma State, Biafra land. I will use this opportunity to say that the Biafrans all over the world should please join hands together to promote this humble cause that we are pursuing. As well as our director is putting his efforts in his own perspective, let everybody equally put in the effort in his or her own perspective, without discrimination, undermining the situation, because it is said that nothing good comes so easy. We have to pursue this cause by either do or die, so that we can be able to be free from these humiliations that we are getting from the zoo. I am the National Deputy Coordinator here in Italy. We have volunteered ourselves to follow on this program and to make sure all come to success and to ensure the adequate security of our director, because he's a precious man to us all. I pray that Chukwu Abiama should guide him as he comes and as he goes, and that we shall be able to give glory to God when Biafra comes. Stay tuned and listen while we broadcast here from Rome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person. Thank you very, very much. Our deputy national here in Italy. We are grateful. Thank you.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Ndubuze Matthew. I hail from Joemobi in Oguta, LGA of Imo State, Biafra land. And by the special grace of God, I am the coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Otevitebo, Italy. It is my pleasure to have our director in our midst this morning. It is also my pleasure to have our national coordinator and his deputy and other Biafrans here. We are very delighted for broadcasting from Rome, to be precise, to you this morning. All we are urging you is that this is a very critical moment for us. The earlier we start coming out, the better for each and every one of us. Biafra is a dream that must surely come to pass. So I urge each and every one of us to work towards this, the realization of this dream, as this dream is the only hope we have on earth. And without Biafra, we are useless. That is the simple truth. Biafra is going to provide answers to all our questions. Biafra is the only solution to all our predicament. Without Biafra, we are going to be useless. In the nearest future, our people will no longer recognize where they come from. Therefore, I urge you, wherever you are, to work, ask yourself, what have I done to see that Biafra is realized? What have I done to see that Biafra is restored? Have I done enough? Let this be a simple question that we continue to be asking ourselves, so that at the end, we'll get Biafra and we'll give glory to God, Chukwu Abiama, that created heaven and earth. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. That is our coordinator here in Othe, which is near Rome, or within the Rome, Lazio province of Italy. The next person, please.
Good morning, fellow Biafra friends all over the world. Thank you for coming with us this morning in our morning breakfast. My name is Olonu Chidebere Samuel. I came from Ami Ahabimeyi in Isukwatologa government area in Biafra land. Brothers and sisters all over the world, I urge all of you to come and put more effort in this our race, because if we put our heads together, we'll make all these things to be actualized. So my brothers, I welcome you once again this morning. Stay tuned as you follow us with this morning broadcast. Thank you and God bless us.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you too and all of you here assembled and all over the world. We are welcoming you that this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission, our AM broadcast coming to you. We have somebody. Please go ahead, my dear brother.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Mondewat from Kan East Local Government, Enugu State, Biafra Land. Director, I have to thank you once again to be with us here in Italy, because we respect your presence here. It's not easy. We know what you are doing, and we're sorry behind you. That's why every day, every time, we dream and we pray that we will be on your side until this cause will be achieved. Well, only thing I have to say this morning to all Biafrans all over the world, to you people, to join hands with us, everybody. Biafra is not only person alone. Biafra is bigger than one person. And we can do this thing. We can do it. Henceforth that we join together, we can do it. So please, I ask everybody, indigenous people of Biafra, depend where you are or who you are, to come with us. Let us do restore our country so that we can have hope and future. And the next generation to come, we have a way to go. Please, I ask everybody in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we continue to welcome you. We ask you to be part of this very wonderful phenomenon. The indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, wherever we are, we answer to Biafrans in that very area. Look for us on Facebook. Try and join us. Attend the meetings. Do what you can to make sure that you support this very enterprise. I will not hesitate. I will go straight away to please announce to our people, those of you, regardless of where you are upon the face of this planet, that Radio Biafra is also interactive. We have our telephone number with which you can contact Radio Biafra here only this morning, because from this evening, our number will change depending on where we are, and we shall announce it as extensively as possible. The number to call this morning remains +39 324 982 0191. I repeat, when our lines open, this is the number to call. This number is an Italian number because we are in a place called Ote, which is in Viterbo, near Rome in Italy. The number once again is +39 or 0039 or 00939 if you're calling from the zoo. The only people with a 9 before you dial an international number. +39 324 982 0191. We have not come in peace. We have come, but behind us is hell. There is no Biafra. We all die together. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to go and bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 21st day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. The time right here is 20 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning, because we are 1 hour ahead here, or 20 minutes past 7 a.m. in Biafra land, the beloved, the scepter, the holy land of Biafra, which we are trying to return to her greatness. We want to return our land to its holiness. We are reporting this very day that the Northern delegates have taken the battle to kill the National Conference reports to the National Assembly. Fulani headsmen kill one in Enugu as residents flee to Enugu. They are now running to Enugu. Amazing. They are coming. I don't know our people. You tell them that we're being killed. They said they want to see it to believe. And the person doesn't listen to news. He does security work for 24 hours a day. What time do you have to listen to news? When are you going to hear it? You can't hear it. You have to be very close to the source of what is happening to understand it very well. Why former governor Yako fled the zoo? That is what they do. Hausa Fulani people, they steal money and they run away. Very short while, they will come back and they will be hailed as heroes of democracy. The same way they did with Omar Odigo. Omar Odigo, the arch thief, the criminal extraordinaire, the arch looter. All these are Hausa Fulani people with their co-partners in crime, the Yoruba conspirators. I have never heard before that any Biafran person stole 1 billion, but they steal in billions, both in Yoruba land and in Hausa Fulani land. We have the names to prefer. We know those doing the stealing. Even the international committee knows those who are doing the stealing. Bola Tinubu is one of them. 15 bank accounts all over the world. A criminal of immense proportion. But he is the major player in a political party. He is one of the co-founders of APC, the Boko Haram Islamic Party. Why Governor Yako fled the zoo? He's a wanted man. He's a criminal. Boko Haram terrorists, an excuse for 1 billion loan. Why would Jonathan go and take 1 billion loan when Jonathan can go to his own bank account and loan the zoo 1 billion? After all, there is almost 49 billion missing from oil revenue. Or maybe you can go to NNPC and take the money. If NNPC were to account properly for all the missing money, you will have over 1 billion with which to go and settle the Sultan of Sokoto and Boko Haram to stop bombing and killing people. That's why he's looking for the money. Not to go and buy weapons, because even the army cannot shoot a gun. They were doing a training in Jos. Army officers cannot fire a gun. They don't know how to maintain a gun. They don't know how to fire one. But they are colonels, they are majors, they are major generals. They have never for one day seen battle in their lives. You sit in your office in the desert and one day you become a general. Only in the zoo. Mad people. We continue to talk about the Biafra independence and the coming of it, because that is why we are here. We are not going to relent. This is an article written by Terry Paulson. Terry Paulson is an American. He is a PhD holder in psychology and an award-winning professional speaker. We must go and read this very news and like the very page from whence it came. That is to tell you that our message is getting everywhere, into every nook and cranny. People who wouldn't otherwise discuss or debate Biafra are doing so. Only that our dear sister Chimamanda Adichie lost the opportunity to respond to the questions being thrown at her on Hard Talk Television on BBC. BBC said they would talk about Biafra, and they did. When they gave our sister the opportunity to do so, she declined. Al Jazeera went on to ask Wole Soyinka about Biafra, because we picketed them, because we sent Twitter messages to them, we bombarded them with phone calls to ask them to report Biafra, and some of them are beginning to do so right now. And we must not relent. We must keep up the battle. We are not going to stop until we get to where we are going to. This is Radio Biafra. And the this is the news you presented yesterday. The North not worried about resource control, but they do. That is how they live. That is how they survive. Without oil, there will be no Hausa Fulani person. Without oil, there will be no Hausa Fulani person to even read or be able to write his or her name. Oil is all they need. Oil is all they know, because naturally they are very lazy. They are not productive. They are not innovative. They are not inventive. They cannot create anything. They can't. They are nomads, including Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, the emir of Kano, including Sultan of Sokoto. They were all cattle rearers before. Their ancestors were. That is all they did, to drink the blood of cattle and the milk. Not even to eat the meat. That is all they did. Go and ask anybody. They put a tube on the neck of the cattle, the white cattle that they drive about, Nama. And that's the blood that they drink. Go and ask anybody that knows them. They are nomads. They are nomadic people. They never used to eat meat. They only drink the blood of cattle and the milk coming from cattle. That is all they do. Called Fura de Nunu, the milk. We must continue to present the truth. On Radio Biafra, the things you don't know, we tell you here. The things that we don't know, we also learn from you. It is a two-way street. Please remember that our lines are not yet open. When it does open, we will inform you. And when we do so, you will call us and we'll take your call. And now the news in greater detail. There are plans to kill the final report of the National Conference The Northern delegates met at a highbrow hotel in Abuja at the weekend to ensure that the report does not see the light of day. The conference, which ended abruptly last week, is to review and adopt its report on August the 4th, preparatory for the presentation to the President. Goodluck Jonathan, a former senator, a woman, is the arrowhead of the conference, who met and resolved to seek the understanding of senators and House of Reps members from the North to scuttle the report. A woman. We are not even... God in heaven, how's that, people? Of course, they'll destroy it. Jonathan should have known when he was convening this sleepathon where men go to fall asleep, calling together the same people that created the problem in the first place, men with foreign bank accounts, as if they don't know what to do, if at all they are serious about rescuing the zoo, which has crumbled, an entity that shouldn't have been created in the first place. Don't they know that? If you want to stop corruption, you ban foreign bank accounts. Any government official with a foreign bank account will face instant death penalty. You will see that your money will remain in your zoo. But we cannot tell you what we intend to do in Biafra, because you will copy it. We will not tell you. If you want to stop corruption, one bill, one law only, and corruption will disappear overnight. You want to cure the problem of lack of electricity supply, only one policy. And it will be corrected within overnight, not up to 24 hours. There will be 24-hour constant electricity. It is pure common sense. Some of us are educated for a reason, to go and understand, to study, to learn, to appreciate how to solve a problem. Most people in Africa do not understand that. That is why they are unable to master the environment. That is why they are consumers and not producers. Simple as that. Fulani herdsmen kill one in Ogukwa as residents flee to Enugu. The Fulani carnage in Ogukwa community in Benue State has taken a different dimension, as one person has been allegedly killed by the herdsmen who invaded Anpa village in the community. It has been also been gathered that no fewer than 3 persons has been injured and are presently in critical condition. The report says that a man's hands were completely chopped off by Fulani Hausa people in Benue. Benue people, do you remember what you did in 1966, when you helped Hausa Fulani people, fueled by envy and jealousy, you killed Biafran people? Now your turn has come. Isn't it ironic? You are now running to Enugu. They are fleeing to Enugu for refuge, the same people that you killed. This is an object lesson to our people. If you are fueled by envy and jealousy, invariably you do not succeed. You don't succeed. The reason why Benue people stopped the trains in 1966 and 67 coming down from the north was driven out of envy and jealousy, because Biafran people were prosperous. We were more educated than any other group of people. And because the white people, despite their wickedness and treachery, could not deny the brilliance of the Biafran people. That was why we commanded every ministry and every parastatal, everywhere around the zoo. Our brilliance shone. Yorubas were envious. Hausa Fulani people were contemptuous of our rise to preeminence, as you say. They convinced some of you. You are not minority in the north, are you? They convinced you to kill people that you share the same affinity with, and you did. Now you're running to Enugu. Now is only the morning. We are continuing to say what we are saying. We are continuing to report the truth, because the truth must prevail. They are running to Enugu. They are fleeing Benue. Stay in Benue now. The entire community, the TV people, will no longer exist. Mark my words somewhere. Hausa Fulani people will invade Gowon's people and force them to become Islam or Muslims. TV people will no longer exist. Gowon should go and mark this, what we have said today. They will take them over. They are coming for them. And Biafra remains the last bastion of decency and hope for the entire African continent once again. We will stop Boko Haram. We will stop the advance of the Islamic army. We will stop them. Only if the world can wake up to that very realization, that the only way to stop them is by making sure you support Biafra agitation to be sovereign, to be independent. That way you stop the encroachment, the advancement of virulent, violent jihadist Islam, or else you will all be consumed. Your embassies will not exist. Your people will die in West Africa. They must know this. The only way to ensure that we halt their advance is by governments of the world supporting the agitation to free Biafra from the abominable contraption created by the British people through no other than Frederick Lugard. One single person. One human being. Amazing. We continue. Why Hausa, another Hausa Fulani man has fled. Fulani people are looting the treasury dry. The world must know this. That Hausa Fulani people are kleptomaniacs. They are criminals. Aided and abetted by very fraudulent Yoruba people. They are stealing the money meant for the poor. These are the people responsible for the prevalence of hopelessness and apathy. These are the people responsible for the wholesale disenfranchisement of an entire population. These are the men, these are the women who are responsible for the poverty-stricken plight of those of them that inhabit that part of the world, unfortunately. These are the people that brought the monstrosity out of an average black person, turning them into an avaricious glutton. These are the people. His name is Motala Nyako. They said he was once an admiral. How you can be an admiral on top of a sand, I do not understand. I would have thought that being an admiral meant you be on the sea. You meant you be on some sort of warship or something. But these people, they are in the desert. They live on top of sand, on top of shifting sand. Yet they are admirals. Only in the zoo. Only in the zoo. There was a clear indication last night that the former Adamawa State Governor, Admiral Motala Nyako, who was sacked last week, has fled the zoo. A competent source confirmed to Vanguard exclusively that the governor was not in Nigeria, having left the shore shortly after he was impeached by the State House of Assembly over alleged gross misconduct, stealing his hoshi. Hausa Fulani people are criminals. You make them governor, they steal. And this is the same thing that has permeated the consciousness and the minds of even the idiots they appoint as Igbo governors. Do you know that Nigeria is structured to look like a Hausa Fulani caliphate? Do you know that the reason why they confer immunity on a governor is so that they can make him or her lord and master of all that they survey, in line with the emirateship that you have in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North? Do you understand that? That the reason why there is no accountability, because if somebody is immune from prosecution, if somebody cannot be arrested, you give them the more or less the license to do as they please. That is why Peter B can kill you and dump you in a zoo river, which you have forgotten. That is why they can steal your money and build a shopping mall in Abuja. That is why your children are suffering. That is why your children are walking through the desert every blessed day. That is why they are drowning in the Atlantic Ocean. That is why they are drowning in the Mediterranean. Because the money meant to develop the infrastructure that would have meaningfully engaged their potentials have been diverted to Abuja to go and build a shopping mall for Peter Obi to fund his lavish banks all over the place in Africa. But our people are still clapping their hands because we are foolish. And you wouldn't believe it. We are hopeless people. Peter Obi is alive and enjoying when you are suffering and you are dying. You are perishing. The money meant for your development is being diverted. Ojo Zokalo and his Lock Airlines. That is the only country in the world where a politician comes out very, very poor and they leave a very astute businessman. You come into office and by the time you're leaving, you are a bona fide businessman. You are doing so well using the money meant for the people to fund your dream and your business ambitions. If you are a businessman, you should have concentrated in doing business alone and leave politics for politicians. It's a professional job. But most of you come, having done your buying and selling, you come in, you start to pick every little thing. Even empty tin tomatoes, you pick up. Anything you see that is you can sell or to buy to make money, you pick it up. P2B bankrupted Anambra State. P2B used his connections with Good Luck Jonathan to go and secure lucrative oil deals in Aguleri through Orient Oil. With Emeka Anyaoku, these are the people. And Alex Ekwueme, These are the people telling you about one Nigeria. Nigeria must be one because of what they are benefiting. Anybody talking about one Nigeria means they are benefiting something directly from the misery of millions of people. From the death of millions of people while we feed on our own flesh, I do not know. The same thing that drove black people to sell their own kind into slavery. That is why the same gene, the same way of life, the same way of thinking is fueling the new avaricious and very greedy people that call themselves politicians in the zoo. One of them is Murtala Nyako, a criminal extraordinaire in the same mold as Omar Odigo, in the same mold as the so-called mayor of Kano, Sanusi. They go, they steal money. Sanusi took money from Central Bank of Nigeria and gave to Islamic Bank. Okorocha went to Islamic Bank to go and borrow money to refurbish Imo State hospitals and gave it to Hausa Islamic Man to manage. People are clapping. We are here to cleanse your brain, to sanitize you, to make you worthy to be called a child of God, of Chukwu Abiyama. That's what we're doing. We continue. Boko Haram terrorists is an excuse for 1 billion loan. Jonathan has been accused once again of seeking 1 billion loan as an excuse. He's using Boko Haram as an excuse. But Jonathan has over a billion. There is nearly 49 billion missing from oil proceeds. Where is the money? USA returned money belonging to Abacha. Switzerland did the same thing. Liechtenstein did the same thing. Where is the money? How about all the supplementary budgets that you've been writing all this while? How about the millions swooshing all over the place? Where is it, Jonathan? Where is the money? Because if a goat that doesn't eat yam continues to follow the one that eats yam, after a while it will start to eat yam. Jonathan has been watching the looting and the criminality going on. Maybe he's joining them now. Where is the money returned from Abacha loot? Why did you cut a deal with Abacha family that they can retain the billions that they have stashed all over the world only for a paltry, in fact, to support PDP? That is why you people are uncivilized. That is why in Europe you are treated the way you are treated. That is why people say that Africans are not human beings, because we do not reason like human beings sometimes. We may look human, we may speak, we may even attend school, but quite frankly speaking, we are not human. We are not worthy to be called human beings. You have over 50 billion missing, stolen and scurried away in different bank accounts in the whole world. If you confiscate the accounts belonging to Tinubu, you will raise 1 billion. If you go to Babangida, you can raise 100 billion if you want. If you go to Buhari, the same. Why are you scavenging? Asking for loan. The 26th largest economy in the world. Look at how they disgrace themselves with lies. Okwasi, lies. Men keep on lying and deceiving themselves. You are the 26th largest economy in the world, bigger than South Africa, and you are begging for 1 billion. The truth always bubbles to the surface. That is what we tell those who feed on jealousy against Radio Biafra, those of them that think that they can do anything to derail what we are doing. The truth will always emerge. The truth of the matter is that Nigeria is not the 26th largest economy in the world. The truth of the matter is that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala did money doubling. He will see 4, he will add 4 plus 4, 8 to call rebasing, to rebase the economy. You said you're rich. You're the 26th economy in the world. How come you cannot afford $1 billion in your reserve? A paltry sum of $1 billion in your reserve. Go to Shell and beg Shell for money. Go to BP and beg them for money. Because the turnover of Shell is greater than the entire budget of the zoo. Most of you do not know. No wonder you were named after the remnants of a company combined with the zoo. Royal Niger Company, from whence your name came. Mad people. Ndiara. The talk of Biafra independence continues apace. Everywhere in the world, people are talking about Biafra. Thanks to the work that the indigenous people of Biafra are doing. Thanks to the awareness being created through Radio Biafra. They did not want to talk about us. We had to talk about ourselves. Because if you don't quote that you are somewhere, nobody will say that you are there. Nobody. You have to say, I am here, before people will say that somebody is there. Or else they will run over you. That was why we started Radio Biafra. Others may want to copy. After all, APC, Boko Haram, they have their own pro-Biafra group. Everybody has one. Maybe very soon Yorubas will set up their own. Wouldn't they? If APC, Boko Haram can have a pro-Biafra group, so can everybody. They are using the Ocean Provocateur approach, which is to come within you and try to destroy you. Anybody coming to us and asking us for unity, you want us to unite so we become compromised. Our officers and our leaders will be eliminated so that the enemies will have a field day. We are saying no to that. You must disband where you are and join the indigenous people of Biafra. That is the only way to do it. There is no other way. Any spurious fake unity is rubbish and dead in the water. You will join our enemies, we meet in battle, and we will kill you. That's an categorical assurance. All of you in APC Boko Haram, all of you, you will meet your death. All of you. You allow yourselves to be used by Hausa men to insult the memory of the dead. 3.5 million people dead. They died because of Biafra. You use the name of Biafra to go and work with Rochas Okorocha. God will punish all of you. One after the other. All of you. The quest for Biafra independence continues to gather pace. You must go and read this very article. It is brilliant. You must read it and you must like it. It is on Radio Biafra London right now. Go to our news section on our website, www.radiobiafra.co. It is there. And very shortly, around about now, our lines will begin to open. We are also on Skype. Our Skype is simply Radio Biafra. You call us, we take your call, and you speak your mind, and the whole world will hear you. This is a very fine morning. This day, the 21st day of July, 2014. The time now is approximately, I would say, somewhere in the region of about 18 minutes to 10 a.m. in the to 9 a.m. in the morning, please, not 10, to 9 a.m. in the morning. The same time, 17 minutes to 8 a.m. in Biafra land and also in London. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Before we go any further, I must remind you that the number to call remains +39324982091. People are calling us. I can see the number here. Let us go and see who they are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, I cannot hear them. I cannot hear them. I don't know what is going on. They try and call us back. Who has something to say, please? Does somebody have anything to say, please?
My name is Michael Iranya.
Iranya, hold on a second. Let's see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know what is going on. I don't understand. I don't understand what is happening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know what is going on. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
I'm calling from the darkest zone, Lagos.
From the heart of darkness itself. Maybe we can see Potam. The heart of darkness is Lagos. Please go ahead.
Sure. I'm Anacho Aizumba.
Thank you, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
From Okwara Ibom.
Thank you.
Yes. I love Rome so much.
Rome is
that
beautiful.
That is the first place I cut my leg when I'm traveling overseas.
Thank you.
Yeah. But after a long time, we never talk to each other.
It's been a very long time, my dear brother. It's been a long time. We've been very busy, extremely busy doing the work that Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come and do. Very busy.
Beautiful. You're a great guy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Director, you see what I want to say this morning?
Go ahead.
I have stayed in Lagos here to find why there is no people, great people in Igbo land. I have found out why there are no people of honor in Igbo land. So many of them perish here in Lagos. They destroy them. Director?
Yes.
Do you see this man running away in Yako?
Yes, he has run away. How's that man? The same way that Omar Odiko ran away. They will come back. As big political players, and then he'll get an award for service to democracy. Only in the zoo.
Okay. Director, this very man, which is Nicola Okachukwu, they all have a joint in Anambra. This very man with Nicola Okachukwu, they use Senator to loot Adamawa treasure. Senator was owned by Nicola Okachukwu from Chinewi.
Yes.
Director.
Go ahead.
This company was the company they used for. So I jacked my hands in Abuja.
Yes.
Which our brother, retired DIG, as we call Oda, fight on my behalf.
Yes.
They burned the house down. They burned it down. Nicola was the one sponsoring all this evil.
Amazing.
Director, I've captured a lot of evil. They will ban the outer planet with the people. I have done it. I have it with me.
Amazing.
Do you know the guy from Unity who bought the container for me? Want to kill me? Went to High Court. Inyako's wife was the chief judge. Inyako, his wife, went there to fight for the mental rights. I guess I be commissioner of police and another two zomba. What is my business about the fundamental rights? A man who stole my motorcycle. You see how these are other people. I killed these people in Igbo land.
I know.
The wife of Onyako.
The wife of Onyako is a judge. The wife of Onyako is a judge and the husband is a thief. I mean,
not my brother.
Only the zoo. Amazing.
I've done a lot for Biafra from here. I have it. I don't want to talk to Radio Biafra, but this one, you were looking me on my neck. I said, my brother, man, to tell him this. On a thief from Umuchi, I have to pay him for stealing my motorcycle. That is what the Nyako rule. I told Swala from Umuchi, I told Swala, a lawyer. I say, Panti, Legal Department of Police, you see how I lavish my money. They are making me to lavish my money from the Lagos State.
Amazing. Anyway.
Director.
Yes.
Director, do you know the Enugu man behind me? The wife was a go-to man. They sent this man to grave. I want to pay money to send this man to grave. I want to put to the woman house, a go-to man, allow the out of the burn the whole house, burn my house through her own wind. So, Anambra was so evil for our unity. They are so evil. They are so evil. For our other people buy them so cheap to betray their own brother. Director.
We have that. We also have that where we come from. To be honest, it's everywhere. Even Ojis Okal is not from Anambra. He is equally as bad. Rocha Sokrocha is their agent as well.
Where we have 80-90% of them. 80% of them is there. Every will have their house agent. But 80, do you know Umulay and India officers, they are kind of going down. They live with themselves and MF-419. If it is not because of Tukwa Diama, they can meet some of Japan. That's it. Amalgamation have ended. By now, they have joined Imo State and Anambra to live with war.
Very sad.
I'm telling you, my brother, I have done serious investigation here. Now, Pachala was holding my letter. That the attorneys, they are holding it.
Anything
that's going on in Lagos here.
And that is what, exactly, my dear brother, that is what we intend to bring to an end. All these injustices you are suffering, all this pain that you are going through, a lot of other people are going through it as well. You bring in something into the zoo, you're a bad person, will take it. Our brother, who is our coordinator in Antwerp, He was into textiles. But Obasanjo, because when we report these things, people don't know. Because Obasanjo was not happy with the people of Aba, he banned textile completely. This our brother used over 70,000 euros to load a container full of textiles. That it came in, do you know that they sold it to a Hausa man for 500,000? Before the goods left Belgium, they said it was fine. Before it got to the zoo, it became contraband. These are textile, ordinary clothing, brand new. Our brother then had to go back to the same Hausa person. He used over 75,000 to load the container. He now had to go to a Hausa person and give the Hausa man, bought it from, the Hausa man bought the container or at auction for 500,000. He then gave the Hausa man 2 million to take his container back. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, God in heaven, please have mercy upon your children. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. You can call us if you want to. Thank you, my dear brother. Anacho, thank you very, very much. Thank you. Let's go and take this call. Can you hear me?
Director, good morning, Director.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are?
Director, this is the mother calling from Jeffernan.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You are one of us. You are one of us. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you very much. Director, God bless you. And bless the editorial board of the Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
and God bless
and
you.
Our brothers there in Italy. So, Director, I just want to shoot in something, okay, because I have been listening to broadcasts over these days. These people hit our land, okay? And I found out that our people, nobody is talking about what do we do to secure our land. And what do we do to retaliate? Because we have to retaliate back to these people. Director, we're not talking about, we're not cowards. Okay, our land is the only thing we have. That's only what remains in our possession now. Okay, and we must do everything possible to secure our land. Okay, so I'm just calling on Biafrans, please listen to this call. Okay. Please, we are here in Biafra land. I live abroad. But I came back since over 7 months now because of this call. Why you guys leave us?
Yes.
You want us to start to do something that is not necessary? What I'm talking is that if we wait for our people to respond and they refuse to respond, we have to start to move ahead to do something according to the way we can do. Okay? Director, I have an idea. We can hustle this Amebara Tumibo land in Biafra land. If we hustle them, we can get up something. From there, we start our operation. If our people don't want to provide the weapons for us, we can hustle all the Amebara in Biafra land. Okay? They can only kill some of us, but we must get what we want from them. And we kill all of them and send the weapons to face our enemies. So, Director, this is what I want to say. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. Our march is relentless. We don't intend to stop until we get Biafra. We have many means and ways through which we can get at what we are looking for. But those of them in the diaspora will buy us the weapons. Very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, AM edition. We are coming to you live from, is it Ote? Is that correct? Near Rome, here in Italy.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hello, Director.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Duru. I'm from Imo State. I am the general coordinator in Madrid. I want to greet all my zonal coordinators here for us. Nande Kalu, you are a Messiah. You are seen alive today. I'm calling
to nurture a little bit, not you, because you have been in this movement. God keeps you there, and you are. I'm telling my brothers that a word is enough for the wise. What they see today, they will not see it again. And what they're hearing today, they will not hear it again. If we didn't complete this mission, this hour, this time, in this our generation, it will not come again. And this type of movement, this type of speech I'm hearing today, have never been shown in the world from the day I was born to today. You are different from what I have been seeing. Many people have been going on in Radio Biafra for a long time. We are not God to start with. He is who has that person, those persons that will take us back, not pushing up front. Let him or her go back and sit down and ask if Nnamdi Kanu and the board of directors, if they are spirits, if it's not the same blood that flows in him, flows in them. I don't have much to say this morning, but what I'm telling them is if they realize and sit down, this opportunity will lose it. They lost everything. Somebody asked a person 4 or 5 days ago that is there any place they preach Igbo language in the world? The person answered no. Where did we come from? We come from Chukwu Abiyama. The house has how many people in the whole world? That's Chukwu Yoruba. The Yorubas, the how many people in the whole world? Chukwu Yorubas. It's only in that land we have that language, Igbo. It means we come from Chukwu Abiyama. In all the abomination, we covered for many years that keeps us where we are. Our prince and princess that buried 300 and that buried just like that with two adamant looking at the world, nobody will rise and educate us and tell us where our problem is coming from. But from the day we remember them, they have rise. Many things are happening in that zoo or Nigeria today. And it's our last chance. And we can never miss it because we started somewhere. Man, I don't have much to contribute, my friends, to what you have preached this morning. But the only thing I'm telling you is that we didn't come from a human being. This which you are taking, all this is what you are doing, come from God. Because that's not... You can never hear where you come from. If God sends you, where you come from, people will not recognize you. If when they look for you, they will not see, they didn't see you, they recognize what they have lost. But this time it will not be like that. Because one day they said, now they are here, they are here, this time, they are here. If you are here, they will cause in this our generation now. Because the other time must come. We are working, anyhow it may be, to hold ourselves here in Madrid. And I know my people here are responding this time. It may be from yesterday, after our meeting, or 3 days now. I'm still getting them again how you are. But I greet you. I honor you. I respect you. I give the whole honor into you. And I tell that spirit that the prophet used to walk. That is what is in you. They said that they laid the call of his name, the answer by fire. The Lord of Gideon, the Lord of Ashen, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That feeling that that feeling that killed the Lord, getting you to take the Lord, is in you. That feeling of Daniel, that they put you in the hall of then that we are not one about Jesus Christ, we are talking of the Lord, the King of Kings, Chukwu Abiyama. And that is what is operating in that land. Chukwu Abiyama is in our side. Don't look east, don't look west, don't look north. Continue the work you are doing. When they look for you, they didn't see you, they will perish. They will blame all your generation. Nothing will remain in that zoo or even in that Japan land. If you land the car, if you will look for him, if you didn't see him again, you will regret. You will find him in your own grave. Because nothing will be like this again in this region of the earth. Even the other comes apart, the other is like it. A house of God. That is what it is. The whole world now will learn from that land, Jaffa, because God said, go and preach my word. The word God said is good news. That is the truth. And that is the only place, only station, only land that is teaching the truth today. And God is in our side. Chukwu Abiyama, who stands for you, started this journey, will lead you to end, which I know. If anybody wants to go astray, let them go astray. The money we are looking for today, we are not using it for anything. We want to abandon our generation, our daughters and sons that is coming up to be Islamized, to be killed, not only to be Islamized, because we are already conquered. If not you, let me tell you the fact, because we don't look internal and see that our intelligence, human beings we have in Igbo land have been converted to Muslim land. But God, He can and bring you out. When He wants to destroy one land in our past generation, He says, I can find only one person that is righteous. I will not destroy this land. If you, God find you in our midst, and that land will not destroy. That Biafra, we get it. England, we are in our side. Please, anyhow, anywhere, you call upon the Lord, they answer you. The inspiration comes to you. Sit out of the meeting staff. It should go to work. We are looking for ammunition. Good. And we get ammunition. Not only ammunition, sir. With this tree that is in you, when you say you may stick to work and fight for Biafra, stick we move and fight for Biafra. It will be happening. We are the children of God. The Israelites are happening in their own generation. So it will also. The same God He is then, the same God He is today. And we know that we will march and get to our destination. I greet you this morning. God bless you. And all indigenous people of Biafra in the whole world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have our people here assembled as well. Before we go to the line, we shall go to one or two of them to tell us what they have in mind. But before we do so, we know that somebody on the line, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can
Hello,
you hear
director.
Me? Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, director.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello, director.
Hello.
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, I'm talking
to you. Good morning, my director.
Good morning.
My name is Choma Iranya from Enugu State. I'm married to Imo State. Director.
Yes.
I get very, very upset the way our men are doing something. We always talk about something that will be good for everyone of us, but they don't want these poor people to have rest of mind in their life. After how many years of war, somebody will have mind to go and show these Nigerian people where we keep something in that people land. So show that person and the entire generation of that person, they will never see the Biafra land again, because somebody can plant this kind of thing to become a saboteur to this new generation. We are doing something to fight for our good and fight for our children and even coming generation. Somebody will just go there and want to destroy something that everybody is planning. Not only one person, the whole Igbo people planning, the whole Biafra people planning something. Then one person will be aggrieved because of one thing or the other, because of their envy lens. You cannot sit quiet and watch what others are doing. Follow them. One director said that if they get Biafra, I will step down. I will go to a pensioner. So doesn't mean that person don't know anything. Director is not the president of Biafra, but director is trying to make everybody to have sense of belonging. Now in Alaba International, they have sent them back to end of Badagry Road again, not Alaba again. Now they have been Alaba, they send them, they're giving them another swamp again to go and build. Igbo people, Biafra people, if bush should get sense and have sense, go back home and develop your home. Look at our areas, everywhere is bush. No good road, no good water. our Biafran people.
I know what you're saying, my dear sister. I know.
Why can't they have sense of belonging? Every time we keep on saying one thing or the other, if this our men cannot come out, we women can come because then nobody can run for our land. We can never run for our land. Because I did not marry you, but it's not Maria Awusa. I'm only in Igbo land. I'm only in Biafran land. It's not supposed to be my land. I don't want to have any one cup. Why even one cow in Awusa or Lagos State? Everything I have is supposed to be in that Biafran land. Why can't they have sense?
I don't know, my sister. I have no idea why they don't have any sense. We are trying to talk sense into them. Maybe one day they will be able to have sense. Maybe, who knows, one day.
We are not begging them. Even if those people that are saying that nonsense become traitors to our race, all of them, one day I say that so long as I'm in that Biafran land, anyone that tries to become traitor or become saboteur in this race, may you have your destroy the generation of that person. That person will never see that Biafran land again in generations to come because we don't need all this nonsense. It's supposed to be ended by now.
He said, but that is what we are facing, my dear sister. There are people that say that they are Biafrans. They say we want to cooperate, let's unite. All these idiots and their unity campaign. We are uniting. And because of the absence of their leader, my very good friend, I gave instructions for them to go and be part of what we are doing. We showed them where things are. And they went and showed it to Nigerian government. And they are Biafrans.
Money. Everywhere comes to push it. They hang over with criminals over there.
I know what you're saying. Nobody is happy. Nobody is happy, my dear sister, and we are working towards it. The more challenges we encounter, the greater the glory. Everything
this,
before us.
In this Pakistan, I'm saying, no, all of them, three of our women, they're trying to set back. But because of me, I know where I come from since I was born. This Biafran blood is in my body. I can never be Hausa or Yoruba, and I can never be my general. I can never be tried, even to the next word, even if I die 10 times, I come, I can never be that language. I can never come from those countries, because I don't belong to them. Look at even the way they are doing nothing. If they are doing something, they don't even want to know. All they know is they are greedy people. Then why our brothers are keeping on attacking themselves with this devil?
That is what happens when you go and kneel before a Yoruba pastor to pray. As they are praying, they are invoking demons into your brain. Most of us don't know it. I have asked this question before. Ondi ani nendi Hausa moruke ebehano. Hausa people fathered. Hausa people impregnated our women. Where are those people kebehano? They are in pro Biafra group. Every idiot pro Biafra. Every monk, every cockroach pro Biafra. I started doing Biafra since 1997. I undertook my first dangerous assignment for my country in 1998. I never knew if I was going to come back from that very assignment alive or dead. And you have cockroaches running all over the place. Scuttering all over the place, driven by hunger and want. Talking about Biafra. By the time we started Biafra, they would have been born. But we are still here doing it. In truth and honesty. Without compromise. I do not compromise. One strike and you're off. Is this open? Simple. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Anyanwu Dochukwu.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malta.
From Malta. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Today is my second time to call Radio Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Director, even me, I'm not happy things that happen in our country. I'm from Lude, Ihana, in Numpisi. So before I traveled to Malta, I live in Nowori. I was living in Imo State. Then sometimes I talk to myself, the way things are happening, people are suffering. And I don't, and many of them, that suffering have changed our brain of thinking. And even other people that supporting Biafra, maybe following Waziriko for a time. Okay, he said that saying that Waziriko is fighting for Biafra. Then how can Waziriko fighting a Biafra? Sometimes he invites or some politicians that are ruling in Nigeria, ruling in some states in Nigeria, even to even to take money from them. And telling their, the idiots that joining him to fight for Biafra, to get Biafra freedom. And all the money that he makes, he uses it to buy buildings all over the states. There is one he bought in my street, in Owerri, or Lope Station, two-story building. And he sent all the tenants there packing overnight. All the money that he making from Biafra of a thing, he uses it on his own. And all the people that are joining him for when you see them, none of them have to think. These things we are doing, all the things we are making from it, where is the money going? Or Waziriko is channeling it. None of them ask of that. Okay, if they decide tomorrow not to do the Biafran of a thing, then that means all the property Waziriko use his name to buy becomes him. And others will continue suffering and dying and smiling. Now, another one is that as you are fighting for Biafran freedom, I see a lot of truth and all the things, all your conversion is prudent. All the things you are saying is good. And is truth. Because I'm Nigeria before I travel. I was in Nigeria before I travel. I know how things is. Was there. Then, there is a person in that Italy, Rome, you are saying that maybe Biafra, who is the head in Biafra of a thing? Who is the head?
No, that was in the Czech Republic. I was in Prague. Okay. That was when I was in Prague, yes.
Yeah, the head. Then, when you're trying to say Waziriko is head, the head of Biafra of a thing, how can Waziriko is the head? Deceiving people. Telling them the struggle continue. And when Nigeria army start killing them and other things, the only thing we do, I want to say, is struggle continue.
Yes.
And the idiot will follow. Struggle continue.
You know whom the gods want to destroy. But before you continue, I want to remind you that Kelechi Ohanaje, your cousin in the USA, is saying hello to you. He's actually listening to your voice this very minute. You know Kelechi, is that correct?
In the US.
Yes, now. The caller from Malta is my cousin. That is Kelechi Ohanaje. You don't know your cousin. Ken Mepotra from Olo. You don't know your cousins anymore.
Oh, last two years.
Okay, but you have a cousin in the USA. His name is Kelechi.
Okay, okay.
Kelechi is in Texas. He's saying hello to you. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, director, so the way, even the guy is saying that Waziriko is the head. Okay, how can Waziriko is the head? Then inviting all these inviting them to Enugu State, welcoming them with the 21 shotgun or this, that, they love this, that. What kind of freedom is that?
It is a type of freedom, my dear brother, will tell you. That is the disease we are looking to cure.
Yeah.
I discovered this problem about black people in 1994. I realized that black African people, there is a way we reason. The way we reason is not how normal human beings reason. We cannot discern. We cannot place one thing on the left, place one thing on the right, and judge those things based on the merit and act on the results we are getting. By which I mean, when you look at something that is bad, you look at something that is good, you cannot say to yourself, this thing is good, let me go with it. You will say, but the reason why this thing is bad is because of this and that. And this cannot be good all the time. It can never be good. There is some bad in it. That is how the convoluted mind of a black African person works. Yeah, I discovered this in 1994. Let me tell you the problem with MASOP members and MASOP. Some of them, some are very good, some are very, very bad. Yeah. Is this. One, MASOP is a place that attracts touts, multi-pack touts. That is number one. They give, if you want to start your own criminal, small, tiny criminal enterprise, you put Biafra on it. Listen very carefully. You put Biafra on it, you go and join MASOP, they give you certificate, you go and start operating like a hoodlum somewhere. That is number one. Number two, that is the place where some of those fathered by Hausa Fulani people, without feelings and understanding of our way of life, that is where they are. That is why they will always attack Igbo people and never a Hausa person. Yeah. Very, very clear. Number three, this is the most critical of it all. Some of these people there following this man cannot discern. There's something called discerning spirit to read between the lines. When somebody is telling you he loves you, he believes, because before you can lead Biafra, you must love Biafran. It's very, very important. They claim they love you. Why are they lying to you? When somebody says they love you and they're lying to you, do they love you?
No.
Now, listen to this. This is the reason, this is the question that makes me doubt their capability to reason as human beings. Owazurike said, we are now recognized by the UN. We have observer status. Go and Google this thing. You will see it. Uchenna Madu said so. He said, we now have UN observer status. Is that true or false?
True. I heard it.
Exactly. Now, they have no observer status at the UN. He went and published a passport saying 99 countries. Exactly. These things are lies. Why will you tell your people lies? What for? If you're a freedom fighter, what are you doing accumulating properties? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. We built the Freedom House where he's staying. Nobody's complaining about Freedom House. He said it's to receive Ban Ki-moon and UN when they come. But that same house is now being used to entertain Igbo politicians. That house is being used to entertain those that killed us. Hausa Fulani people. Al Mustafa and Muhammad Abacha. People must understand that is what we disagree with him about. We cannot unite with anybody that is not clean, that is not pure, that is not clear. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, Director, one thing is that, one thing I want to say now is that, now, if you watch very well, the time of Moses, when God called Moses to rescue Israel from Egypt, when Moses went, even in some of his people, doubting him, calling him sorts of names, calling him is a liar, this, that, why are you telling us lies that God do this, God do that? It's happening to you. Even some of them, you know, doubting you and other things. But don't worry, continue your work. God is seeing everything. And God is also doing, manifesting everything. It's God that making all things to the way it is now. Because our people have make our people passive inside. Babangida, Abacha. Because when you say they will kill you, that fear have entered into us. We, Biafrans, we love enjoyment. No one wants to die, but we want to go heaven. That's our problem. That's why they make us passive inside. We know what to say. We know what to do, but we can't do it. Because of fear, we don't want to die. Look, you know, you're talking of the money to contribute money and all that things. All these things, we're not supposed to be saying it on air. So that if you get ammunition, we know that we have getting ammunition. They know the type of ammunition we have, you know, we have, and they will upgrade their own. You understand? So sometimes, okay, to tell them, the other time you want in Italy, you're asking one of them, does it mean they can, you know, contribute this, that. The person, even because he finds it difficult to say yes or no. No, we will try our best, something like that. Now, for example, now, if you tell them now, the way the pastors used to tell us, that God said, you will die tomorrow without, if he didn't bring 100 euro, you will die. You will see all of them running.
Yes,
you see the money will come.
Because these are black people from Africa.
They all have the money.
There is something wrong with our reasoning. That is why we have clay, but we build houses with bricks blocks. That is why we have clay, but we roof our houses with zinc. That is why, despite the dangers of asbestos, we need still seal our houses standing and the ability to reason. That is where Europeans are better than Africans. The Europeans master their environment. If there is a problem, they look around their environment to solve that very problem. They develop, they perfect, they fine-tune every aspect of life. Every aspect of life is fine-tuned. Where do you think mobile phones came from? Where do you think computers came from? Oh, buy me an iPad, buy me a laptop. Where do you think they came from? They came from the minds of fellow human beings like you. Ask yourself this question. You are an engineer. There is no road leading to your village. We are now living nearly 3,000 years after the Romans came. In Rome, they had potable water supply 3,000 years ago. Do you know that a technology that is available to every ocean-going ship, every ocean liner, is called desalination? The removal of salt from seawater to turn it into, because after all, that is what it is. The reason why you cannot go to Atlantic Ocean and drink the water is because of the salt, high rate of salinity in it, salt content in the water. Remove salt from it, you can drink it. But do you know that in the desert of the Middle East, Arabs have been able to master the art of desalination? But in Ethiopia, we are suffering from hunger because we don't know simple irrigation technology. Do you know that irrigation was working during the time of the pharaohs? Technology that was existing in Egypt. Modern day person in Africa cannot utilize it to feed millions of people. That is where I have problem with the brain of African people. And they must change. They have to change it. Or we continue preaching it. That is the problem we have. Why will you have clay and laterite red earth? You still build your houses with cement and breeze blocks. Why? Ask yourself that question. Why do we have places like Lower Kwanta? We have stones occur naturally. Yet you can never come to our place and see any stone building. Stone. And mind you, that is what we are going to build the temple to Chukwu Abiama with. Only stone. Nothing else. Stone. I said stone throughout.
Michael Iruanya from Itwezinite, Nimbise, Biafra Land. Sometimes some people ask me, why do you join this restoration course? Sometimes some people ask me, what do you want that makes you to join this course? I told them, look, I have been to Europe for years, and it happened that almost every year I traveled. If I travel to Biafra land or Nigeria, there's a road along my street. A year I travel to Biafra land was the year that road started. The next year I went, all the red mud, all the planks, wood, all the metal equipment that they brought there to build that road, rain came and destroyed everything again. And all those things are public money. I asked them, they said they abandoned it. I came back with an eye. The next year I went again, they start that road again. My brother, my fellow Biafrans, it took me time to leave everything I am doing with my experience here in Italy to go near where they are doing that work. I stayed there almost a day. Do you know what happened? In every 5 hours, one tipper will tip sand. He will be there, take his cigarette, take his cola, sit down, and crack jokes. He will go. The next 5 hours, he will come again.
And the distance where he is bringing this sand is not more than 2 kilometers. Then, I call one of them. Do you know that if I'm in position of this contract you are handling, my dear brother, I will just put you inside prison. Okay. So what I'm saying is this. I joined this cause because to make a change, to see that Biafra land is well sanitized so that our people will be improving. Hence, there's nothing going on. That is why I joined this cause. And many more, I must stay inside it and see the end. I did not come to handle the cause or to join the cause because of richness or because of anything. It's to join our director Nnamdi Kanu and his crew members to serve the Biafra land. And I'm happy, like one of our brothers said, that the Italians find it very difficult to respond for their contribution. No. We are making a very great effort to select the people who are the Biafrans. Like our director said, even if at all it's 10 people, we are okay. And we are going to represent the world. We are not lacking too much backwards to represent our Biafrans all over the world. And Italy is surely behind you people. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much, Ilanya. Thank you very, very much. You are doing excellently well, and you must continue to do it. But more importantly, Italy, have they paid for their dues for this month? Eh?
Because of this travel now, I immediately go back to our headquarters. Everything must be okay.
So you do just, it by tomorrow?
Yeah, just give me time.
I'm
traveling today. I will do it.
Okay.
I will do it.
Wonderful.
I cannot disappoint my people.
Wonderful. That's great.
We have had enough.
Of course, no. Of course, yeah. I trust you. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Bambezu has joined us. He has been calling, but people, we are also on the line at the same time. If I were to take his call, that would mean disrupting somebody in full flow. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Bambezu, can you hear me? Barrister cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. The person on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, my excellency, Nnamdi Kanu.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please turn your system down, if you may.
I have done it. My name is Chinedu Emmanuel Okoye. I am from Enugu Agede, Anambra State, in Njikọ Kalaka government, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
By the special God grace, I am the one of the indigenous people of Biafra in Torino.
In Torino, please, I can still hear your system talking at the background. Turn it down. Are you part of us in Torino or not?
I am full part of us. As my national coordinator, Michael Iruanya, is talking. He knows the man that is disturbing him the day of the 30th of May when we rally. Telling the man that is disturbing him that we have to get press that day. He knows me very well.
Are you part of the family meeting in Torino? Do you attend meetings?
Yes. Yesterday we attend our meeting, and I want to ensure our Michael Rilani, our national coordinator, that since when you are in Italy here, I've been listening, but I am not happy because of what, you know, Torino is not easy to coordinate, but we are trying our best. We are trying our best because of your meeting. As I'm saying this thing, as I'm talking, Michael Iruanya, our national coordinator, we understand what I am saying. So it's not easy, but we are trying our best to make sure that we will come up. We will come up and you will hear about us. And yesterday, we hold our meetings. And because of our monthly difficulties, since where we started, this Torino have never, it's like we have been never recognized. And we are trying our best to be recognized in the indigenous people of Biafra in Italy. So, and we use this opportunity. First of all, I have to welcome you in Italy because if not because of some circumstances, I don't care about the distance. I could have been there. At least been there with you, because it's not easy. I'm very, very happy. If Torino is the people that, as you are there, you're supposed to be in Torino. But because of how, the way they are doing things, their own things, waiting for the governors and this and that. But I believe that with the time, all of them love Biafra. All of them, they love Biafra. But because of, I don't know, maybe they are waiting, come and kneel down for me, or come and do like this, or do this. When we are going to the evangelize, they always tell us that we will get Biafra, but not this one we are doing within some time. There's the people in Nigeria who are supposed to do. I used to ask them, who are those people in Nigeria? Can I get one or two people names? They are always telling us, those governor, this. Ask them one question. If Rogers Okolosha, if they invite Rogers Okolosha in this very struggle to save Biafran land, will you be part of it? Nobody can answer. Anyway, that is apart. But all my own, I want to assure you, My Excellency, I am ashamed of what is happening in Torino, but I am assuring you that with our coordinator, Bob, you know, and our assistant coordinator, Ben Okwe, the people I know that they are dying heart, Biafra. And they saw us, Michael Iruanya, you saw us the time where we come from Torino. You know the group that come from Torino?
Yes. Give us your name again, please, so that you know.
My name is Emmanuel Chinedu Okoye.
Okay, Emmanuel Chinedu Okoye. Okay, my brother. Go ahead.
Okay, he knows me very well. So, I will be very, very, I'm pleasing, because it's not easy for you. Very soon, yesterday we were concluded, because what matters a lot, not too much talk, is the form and our monthly dues. This is what exactly we discussed yesterday, that before this end, now this month we must pay our monthly dues. Start with it. Then as time goes on, we must pay our form, because this is necessary. Too much talk cannot help us. And the Torino people, if they want, then join us. But I know that they will join us, because my Ndibuayevo Anachebe Obewegelege, that is Eba Obewegelege, how we etinyoku. I say go first. I don't know what is wrong with our people. Okay, now if there's a place they would say, now let us go and get Biafra. So then we first ask you, who will be at the head? That is the first question.
No, not to go and get Biafra. They will not go and get it. They will keep they keep fighting and quarreling who is going to be the head before they get there. That is the damage Hausa put it to us.
Yes. Then we ask that question. Then we ask, by the way, let's say, okay, if we get Biafra, we will look for people who can be ruling, taking the run to rule us. But who will stand for the front? Onyeka Anoniru. Okay, well, we have seen the person who is at front. According to Uche Mofo, or say, our big masquerade. Everyone at 2:00, near Bluzo. I am a Lenjuan, a Kupumaka, Ebube Biafra, for the first time.
Yes.
So, okay, I have to go now. Somebody whipped the long way, Bluzo. Naga, makana sisi na wanyama amana apa ni butuzo, amana apa gina apa siki kandi butela nyuzo. Aino, instead, ebo ibutego luzo. Kile mizini nanya geso ya. Aino neno ya juvazi ya another adju. Isinaba, atuwe unubi, organoba. And okarakogo buru, ochewa pulo biwanza. So all those things, excuses them. Never, but Torino, you know, with them that Torino is a place that we have a majority of people. Who the Timbers and the Calibers people that can be able to come out and push this very struggle. But I believe that by the special God grace, that this time around will not be like before. And I promise them, if they cannot go ahead. Yesterday, I think therefore is there, I heard our national coordinator say that they have receipt right now to dispute all the whole coordinators, so that if you want to pay your monthly dues in the bank in somewhere, you can go and pay. If you want to pay your form in there, you can go and pay. I pray that this thing should reach to Torino. Make even if I thought, let Torino be the first place where you go send and come, so that I will not wait for anybody. I am not working. I'm not doing anything in this Italy. I don't go to the street and beg. And I told them that I will never beg. I can't beg. I struggle in my own way. Everybody knows. But for me to go to the street and beg, I cannot beg. Since I entered Italy 3 years now, I say I can never beg. People will say, you don't. I say, I can never beg because my God is not a beggar. So what I have to do, I say, if this Biafran form will take me to go and beg, I will do it and I will pay it. Some common 300, I know I don't call it common, sorry, because what is in Italy now. But I believe that if we want to pay it, we will pay it. €1, €1, €2, €2 for every day like this. Before you know, the money have complete. But if not to go and party and to do go to club, nightclub, and this thing, spend €100, buy maca, do this, do that, then we do it. And the follow women for, go and women, keep them for us, give them food. My director, can only waste our time because I know that many people will be around. I want you to use this opportunity to at least our Nukumo also barrister. Imam Mezu, at least by the...
He is on the line. The barrister is on the line. Of course he is.
So no one yawa, no mumeya, I do matter that. Oh Madi, oh you will never go back. And I'm telling you, director, you should not think about him. He was even your front, not even then are you the front. No one on Yurugi.
He's a good man.
So Anima is this opposition can afford for our engineer and some of our people who have volunteered themselves to struggle to come out. To assist for this struggling, those people who are in Nigeria, like Kechwenyago, Chukabosa, Rita, and Borg, with others, Ndum Boram, otu a bidego le gara na agbisi no mata iho tu onya tu no ujo ife na egbu ndi igba ekwa na egu okwa na ujo na nwoku ujo na poverty ujo na poverty bi he na egbu anyi maka na ewepu ujo owu na ha ga elete elu echeki ha think ya the confident the second man in the operation field the second man you have your own second man you have in operation field is confident without that you are going to do, you cannot do anything.
That is true.
So, my director, please, you are highly welcome. Thank and you. No matter that I did not see you my face to face, I believe that you will see me in the war front when the time will come. Believe that. So, you will keep on keeping. I appreciate you being you, and I'm willing to bank on you relentlessly. No matter what the enemy is doing to bring us down, then we all then can only be succeeded or not succeeding. That's what I know. And a greeting to our national director, Michael Iruanya, and the deputy coordinator, and all the whole indigenous people of Biafra in our capital there, Rome. Those who are not there, I heard them yesterday, and therefore they're calling from different places. I extend my greeting, and with all the whole Biafrans in the whole world, eight countries in the whole world, China, Asia, Europe, and America, all over the world, I greet you people. My name again is Chinedu Okoye from Enugu-Agiri in Anambra State, Sintikoka local government in Biafra land. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I believe very confidently that the barrister is with me. Is that correct, barrister? Mamezu, can you hear me at last?
Yes, director. I managed to devise a means of reaching you without the Skype problem, you see.
Okay, no
so
problem.
So I'm hearing you loud and clear. Good morning to all of you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Thank those who are in Italy. I've forgotten the name. You say the name of where you're hiding. You say it's before Rome.
Is Ote.
Ote. It sounded like a Yoruba name.
No, they're not Yoruba here.
I greet all of you there. I greet all of you. I greet fellow Biafrans worldwide, those who are waking up with us, and those who will also be joining us at the PM session. I thank all of you. Director, let me make some few comments on the news of today. Nyako has disappeared. So also, majority of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram that looted our economy, all the proceeds from Biafra land, they will get away with it. Jonathan will not do anything. Now he's going to borrow money. Director, I'll tell you the reason why he's asking for that money from IMF. He is afraid of what Biafrans are about to do. Now he's calling the nations, he's calling the world to lend him money so that they'll be able to stop what we are doing. Because when they know that Goodluck Jonathan is holding their money, when they lend him money, they will want to get the money. Director, this is the correct version of what is happening. He wants support worldwide.
Original,
remember,
original
America
thinking.
Is there.
Original thinking.
Director, America is there. Britain is there. Israel is there. But Boko Haram are still bombing. They are still bombing. They haven't discovered the Chibok girls. And they are not stopping any bombing from the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. Now, Goodluck Jonathan wants to go and borrow money. Which money? When, remember, Nigeria is the world, I think it's the 25th, not even 26th. They even surpassed South Africa. Remember, some few months ago.
That's what
South
I said.
Africa is not asking for any money. South Africa is not borrowing money. They surpassed South Africa. BBC went all the way to Abuja to interview people. Nollywood is making a lot of money. Hey, Nigeria is booming. Everything is rosy. Lord Jonathan wants to go to IMF. Can't you see the underneath meaning? Calling the world to lend him money so that when Biafra start their incursion, he will say, look, these people are coming to damage the money that I borrowed from you. This is the only reason behind all this asking for money. You said it earlier, Babangida has trillions in his bank account. Bola Ahmed, even Goodluck himself, he remember he has 11 aircrafts. 11.
He should sell
one
two.
Man.
If he sells two of them, he will have the 1 billion.
If he sells at least one, that will give him the billion he's looking for. Director, all these are rubbish. Let me tell you one of the reasons why I called director. It's about time we cut short our journey and carry on into action because we are dying every day. What I was thinking last night is this. Director, we have men all over the world and they are our ambassadors. They are representing Biafrans. Instead of you going from this place to place, another place to another place. I remember this story from the Bible, the book of Matthew. This centurion who wanted Jesus Christ to come to his house because Jesus Christ was so busy. I told him, just relax, I'll come to your place. He says, my son is dying. Jesus said to him, relax, I will come. He said to him, I don't need you to come. Just say the word, my son will be healed. And so it was. Director, you don't need to go all these places. You need to come back home. Let our men visit every embassy we appointed to any country. Go and see them. Tell them this is what we need. We will compensate you once we get our seat. All it belongs to us. Biafra is our own. All we need to do is to engage few countries. Give them some few deposits. They will come to our aid. They are there for business. If you're going to buy a car, put a deposit, they give you the car. How many do you want? Let's visit a few countries. By some of our men, we have men in Russia. We have men in France. You don't need to go there anymore. Come back home. Let's conduct effective management of what we need to do. Our people are dying every day. The more we delay, the more we have more saboteurs.
Barrister, when you say, you mean I should return to Enugu, is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
And who will conduct the very sensitive negotiations we need to do?
That is what I'm saying. Appoint men in different places.
I appointed some before, and they ended up joining APC when money came. I did that before. Do you want me to take that same risk again?
No. There is a shortest way because I was talking with Rita Nborg, our sister Chidepere, which is the name I always play up in my mouth. he says that director need to come back home.
I'm going home. Of course, I'm going home as quickly as possible. But you're asking me, there are some people, I must make it very clear, there are some people who are working with us, but for one reason or the other, they cannot be trusted. Do you know what Satan does to people? Barrister, do you know what Satan can do?
Yeah, director, I'm listening at the same
Do you know what Satan can do to people?
I know.
Do you know that Satan went into Judas? Do you know that Judas was one of the disciples? Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you know, barrister, that Satan went into Judas? Yes?
Director, let me answer you that. Remember, we are foretold that Judas will do this. You have seen those who betray us, director. You've known them already. You've fished them out already. Judas' own was not a coincidence, neither is it an accident. It was foretold. The Son of Man will be betrayed, but woe unto him who will betray the Son of Man. We know already that Judas is about to do this. We know that. It was said in the book of Isaiah. You yourself, you've already fished out those who will betray the struggle. And you have already one by one dropped them.
We are still fishing them out, even as we speak.
Still, of course. I trust your judgment.
And in the fullness of time, all will be revealed. An Igbo man has a disease, an incurable disease of greed and jealousy that fuels them to always gravitate towards leadership tussle and always wanting to take possession of the treasury. Barrister, I have studied Biafra for 18 years. I know why we failed in the past. I know the problem of every Igbo gathering. It will not happen under my watch. God knows it will not happen, or else I'll kill myself. It can never happen. Never, ever happen. We are on track, I can assure you. We are on track, 100% on track. We cannot fail. We cannot fail.
All right, Director, it's just that I'm feeling a bit anxious that the more we hold on, the more we lose our people, the more even the most wicked ones keep cropping up.
They will crop up. It's in their nature. That is how you know them. Because if you take, barrister, if you take those weak, wicked people into battle, they will desert you. They will abandon you. They will say, come, let us start. If I go home now, do I have the weapons to lead men in battle? The answer is no. The weapons are all over the world, not in Biafra land. I need to find them. I need to make sure that my deals are firm before I return. I don't want to go home and be waiting endlessly for months and months and months and months and nothing comes. We want to firm up all these things. That is why we know what we are doing. We want to conclude all these deals. I don't want them to recall me prematurely. I go back home and then there is nothing. That is the problem that I have. I don't want to be recalled prematurely. I don't want to be here. I said it. I am cutting short my visits. I will cut them. I'm no longer going to go to all the places I intend to go to. I will cut it short to return
to
Lugu.
Excellent.
I will cut it short
to
return
to Lugu.
Yes.
Excellent.
But it is therefore also the duty of everybody, every coordinator, every principal officer of state, to ensure that the materials we need on the ground is supplied. I will be very, very upset if I hand over my negotiations to other people and they fail. I will not be happy. Exactly.
You'll be suicidal,
be very, very careful with this. Yes, barrister. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Well, director, you have already capped it up. And so all I'm just saying that I'm getting a bit anxious because, remember, it touches me emotionally when I see the rate our people are being killed. And when I see what is happening, how are people kind of being overlooked by Jonathan and his regime on a country that has expired and nothing is done to our people, whilst our money is being used to furnish and look after those who do not have the interest of our people. It upsets me. It angers me. It makes me as if I can just go there and tell the country, all of you, melt.
And they will. Barrister, we will tell them to melt. Barrister, we will tell them to melt. But the thing is that we need weapons to do so. If I cannot declare Biafra again. we cannot rise up again to affirm or to institute the Republic of Biafra without weapons. I am not one of those people that will stand up to declare Biafra and there are not men and arms to defend what I'm saying.
Empty-handed. Yes.
Empty-handed, we cannot do that. That is why it is the duty of every coordinator, every zonal coordinator, every officer from the head of the Directorate of State to the last person. We must find weapons. We must find the means which we are going to bring these things in into Biafra land. If you give me weapons, I give you Biafra. Give me weapons and I give you Biafra. In a matter of weeks, Biafra will come.
Director, let me throw this in. There was one of our Biafra man who says, let the Nigerian army keep all their weapons. They only keep two or three. We disarm them and take the barracks. I think I buy that particular idea.
Yes, we can take the barracks, but we are not going to go there with prayer and fasting to go into the barracks. We need something to break in. Do you know the amount of money is going to cost us to gather the precise barrister? Before we engage any Nigerian army formation, we need intelligence. We need intelligence. To gather intelligence is not a child's play. We need to understand everything they do, down to the detail, before we are able to mount any credible operation and succeed. I don't want to try and fail. We have never failed before.
No, you won't.
We have never failed before because of the meticulousness of the planning. That is why we have never failed. I do not intend to fail now. We cannot be premature in our approach, by which I mean we do something haphazardly. And then they say, oh, they have been arrested. Again. You understand that? Then APC will start celebrating with their pro-Biafra movement. Don't you know that? We can't afford to fail. Our enemies are plenty. Our enemies are plenty. If we are going to fall, we take many with us. Very, very important.
Director, my happiness, you are on board. You know what you're doing. You say your movement will be cut short. I'm happy with that, and I'm going with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, barrister. Of course, you will. You will come with me. We have somebody on the line. They have been waiting. They call on the phone. I presume you are calling us from the USA. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please.
This is Kelechi Ohanaja, Secretary of Indigenous People. My health.
Kelechi, your line is cutting. Kelechi, your line is not stable. Kelechi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, it's better now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I said I'm from Ahiazu Mbise, Ahiana Obwe Alude. I'm from the place where the gentleman from Malta called.
Yes.
This was...
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
No, there is a problem.
Hello?
Kelechi, your line is very, very digital. I can hear you, but your line... Go ahead now. It's better. Please go ahead.
Okay.
No. No, we can't. Kelechi, we can't. Your line is not very good. There are people here. People are calling. I want them to go around briefly, please. One minute each. Everybody here that has something to say in the studio here this morning. In Otenia, Viterbo. No, Ote is in Viterbo. Viterbo is in the Roma province. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director Nandika, the Radio Biafra. Good morning, all indigenous people of Biafra in the whole world. And my colleagues that are here, the principal officers that are here, and the national and sub-regional coordinators that are here. I devote my gratification for you supporting us today. I want to use this juncture, Director, that my people are always outspoken and we want transparency. The transparency we should need and to enable us to actually work fluently and fortify our offices and to convince our people that yes, indigenous people of Biafra are ready to really carry on their people to the promised land is, please, we need from the Directorate of State and principal officers of states a communication and formal communication to all officers that are operating for them to be well equipped on information so that they can be able to work upon what you people want us to do. Because this will enable us to convince most of our people with maybe putting it in black and white, circular or otherwise, that this is what we are ordered to actually carry on. Not often by verbal, because theory is different from practical. So, and I'm encouraging all indigenous people of Biafra, especially in Rome today, the officers, the secretary and the PRO there should please buckle up and try to call an urgent meeting for our second march, which is based on the contribution and on our monthly dues, so that we can be able to actually buckle up on our project. Thank you very much, and I say, where you come and go, may Chukwu Abiama abide with you and bless you. This is the Deputy National Coordinator, Italy, residing in Rome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Please, the next person, very, very briefly, because we only have 3 more minutes to go. Go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans, wonderful people of Biafra, I greet you all to your elbows, most especially our director, Nnamdi Kanu, for coming here in Rome. So, what I want to say is to give you more thanks and more greeting for your efforts that you're making for us, we indigenous. What I have to say again is to encourage all our people here in Italy to come out in mass to support this struggle, so that we can be able to forge ahead. I plead in to every one of us who are here in Italy, between Toscana, Firenze region, so that they can be able to join hand with all the whole world to what we are doing, so that we can be able to make it happen. Please, those in Toscana, especially, I'm just saying, pleading to you people to join hand with our national here, Michael Iluanya, and all over Italy, when indigenous people are residing. Please, I'm just saying it to you people to hear my voice. I'm Mondewatu from Empoli, Tuscan region. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director, I must thank you again for your selfless service towards this struggle. I must thank our national coordinator, his deputy, and our Biafrans here. My name is Ndubuezi Matthew. I am from Uguta, Njoimobi, Uguta, Arujo of Imo State, Biafra land. And by the special grace of God, I'm the coordinator here in Otevitebo, in Italy. Director, I must thank you for everything you have done to us, done since you came. People have started responding. And of course, this gospel has been preached from this place. And again, I must say that our work have started speaking for us. After 30th of May, many things went on. People started writing about us. There are these newspapers here, the paper they call African News. They wrote about us, and that newspaper was written in French version and, of course, in English version. The English version was written boldly and clear, our demand for independent state of Biafra, and we have to continue. One thing I know is that if all of us work collectively, we will get what we want. And all we need now, people are calling you to thank you for all the good you've been doing. But the only way to acknowledge what you are doing is by adhering to every instruction given to us. By so doing, we'll get what we want. So in that note, I want to urge everybody to respond by adhering strictly to every instruction given to us. We can only have one commander here if we really want Biafra. So, special announcement, Mr. Emmanuel Chinedu Okori, from Torino, please do call our national coordinator, with this number. 351-030-8593. I repeat, call our national coordinator, Mr. Mike Iruanya, with this number. 351-030-8593. Director, I must thank you again as we are running out of time. May good Lord continue to guide and protect you and preserve you when you are going and when you are coming. God will be with you. And all our principal officer, Barrister Mamezu, I greet you. Ushemefo, Ikechukwu Enyiagu, Karomonde, Engineer Clifford Iruanya, Ikechukwu Enyiagu, Rita Anubogu, Chioma, and all the rest of you. We thank you. We are working towards our restoration. And by the special grace of God, we have no other option than to work towards it. By the special grace of God, we will get it. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that all?
Is that it? Thank you very much. Because they are sitting behind me, I cannot see them very well. I am very, very happy that they have all spoken. That this is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you, but I must especially thank our officers here in Ote, all the way to Rome, all the way to National, all of you. We are grateful for the way you have given us very exceptional hospitality, how you have accepted Radio Biafra and given us the presence of mind to broadcast to the entirety of humanity from here in Italy. I have been here before and I made a declaration that we have our people here. Now I am certain in the knowledge that the work that they have done will continue to bear fruit in the sense that our people will continuously be pointed towards our ultimate destination, which is the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We thank each and every one of you. We thank our officers here. We thank all the people that came to see us, men and women of goodwill. We thank all of you, all our coordinators that came from all over the place, from Napoli, all the way from Vicenza, those of you from Verona, all our people from wherever you are. We continue to express our heartfelt gratitude and deep thanks for all that you have done and will continue to do for our beloved country called Biafra. Here on this platform, we will not let you down. That is a firm promise forged in an oath we undertook before God in Jerusalem. That we will not fail you. We will not lie to you. We will not deceive you. Impossible. Impossible. Any day we think about it, Mechukwu will take our lives. If not, God will give us Biafra. That is why this Biafra we proclaim all the time is our religion. On this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship Chukwu Abiama, because only He is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. We thank you very much. And it is good morning from the Rome province here in Italy. 7 p.m. in the evening, we reconvene. God bless you all.